Hey, gentlemen, we are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Right at the top, the Gemara says, "Besoicha ken, matzav neakin asur." If you found them, if you designated the birds inside the nest and found them in front of the nest, then they are forbidden. You cannot check them. Rabbi Chanina, maybe it supports the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, roi vekorei velachachorei. We talked about this yesterday. And when you have a case where you can either assume that these birds or eels came from a majority, like the birds of the, you know, world, or they came from what was near, meaning the birds in a nest, you will go after majority and not after what was near. Arabai, bedaf, no, we're talking about a case, like we said before, where there is a little ledge in front of the nest which was designed specifically for birds to roost on. In such a case, you can assume they came from the rest of the world. Otherwise, you should come to assume they came from the nest. Rava, my Rava says, Bishnei, Kinin Zulim Alamizubiskinin. Rava said, no, we're talking about a case where there's two nests next to each other. Let me buy a Zman. Zim betachtena le zim velieno matzvelieno. Tachtena le matzvelieno da siron darmin. Hanach ad lama veloi. Vehanach ishtarbuvi ishtarbuvi nachos. And this is, we're not even talking about a case where you really designated the birds in the lower nest and not in the upper nest. Then if you find birds in the lower nest but not in the upper nest, you're going to assume that the birds in the lower nest flew away and the birds from the upper nest fell down. Ella, rather, even if you were to designate the birds for shechting in the upper nest and not in the lower nest, and you found them in the upper nest and not in the lower nest, that they're still forbidden because you'll assume that the birds from the upper nest flew away and the birds from the lower nest flew into the upper nest. If there are no other birds there, then those birds that you designate are forbidden even if they've moved position a little. Hikdami, Gmaras, what's the case? Ilema bemefurachin, Igdami hanachatlam vahane, acharinin, if they're birds that can already fly, then you can say the birds you designated flew away. And new birds came, elebimnadin, we must be talking about birds that can't fly away. Idika ken vesechamishimama, ade do ye adadu, idalik ken vesechamishimama, pshita de mutarin. And the Gemara says, but if there's a nest within 50 amos, an amos, if you remember, it's between 0.3 and 0.5 meters, so somewhere between a nest within 15 to 25 meters of this nest, then the birds might have just waddled in. If I'm talking about there weren't a nest except for further away, then obviously these are the same birds. Because Mar Ukva Bar Chama said that any bird that waddles doesn't waddle more than 50 amos. So we must be talking about a case where there is a nest within 50 amos of this nest. Looking in the Kaima Bekeren's amos, but it's around the corner. If this is around the corner, you wouldn't necessarily assume that the birds move from one nest to the other, but they can't see the other nest. Molotain, what would you thought? Adaduya dade, kamashalan kol hecha de medade, vehadar chazi leka ne medade, vilay le medade. What have you thought? You might have thought that even though it's around the corner, the birds are wandering from one nest to the other, but we learn from this statement that as the birds only wander, they only waddle around as long as they can see their original nest. If not, they don't waddle. Fine. Mishnah continues. We've seen this case already in the Gemara. Beishamai say you can't take a leaf to then cut up meat on top of it. Beishil say you can. So this regards to Simchas Yom Tov, if you remember. Beishamai say you shouldn't put out, let us trample it. On Yom Tov, you shouldn't lift untreated leather unless it has a little bit of meat left on it. But still, so you can do both. Why? Why the Beit Shammai opposed? Because that's part of the tanning process, and the leather is mukhtza. Why the hell say it's forbidden? No, because it's not really mukhtza, right? It is, you can use this leather already to drape over a chair and make it more comfortable. It's like Gemara. Tana Vishavin Shaim Kotzav Alabasar Shasla Tatlay. The Gemara says that everybody agrees that if you were to in fact cut up meat on top of this leaf, then you already can't then you already can't move the leaf anymore. You've set it aside for this purpose, it can only be used for this purpose and not for any other purpose. Pesul would agree with that. Rabbi said, Machlokes Baali, the disagreement applies to a leaf of all, but Tavra Garmi Divrei Hakol Mutar. This is only true about a leaf, but if you have a cutting board which is designed to cut up meat on it, then everybody will say it's permitted to move it around for the purpose of cutting up meat. Pshita, that's obvious. Alitan, the leaf. The Mishnah said a leaf. I'm not saying, what have you thought? Who did that feel? Tavra Garmi Dami, Vaidek Sani Ali, the Diach Kokon the Basil, the Afil Tavashem Lachta, the Easter, Nami Shari, Kamash Malan. What would you have thought? You would have thought that why did the Mishnah say a leaf? A leaf came to tell us that the strength of the opinion of Beis Hillel. That something which is really forbidden, right? A leaf is attached to a tree. To detach it is asr, and therefore even something which is really forbidden, which is only used as really forbidden on Shabbos, right? They still allow you to use for purpose of for a cutting board for meat. They would, Basil might have said that even something which is malachta isser, even something which is really intended for the purpose of use violating isser, can use around for the purpose of cutting meat. Yom Tov Kashalam, they do not say that. Ikdam, what would you have thought? There are some who say, Amar, Abai, Abai, said, Lenis Rechayla, Afilu Tavra Garmi Chalati. You don't need Mishnah except for a Tavra Garma, brand new cutting board for meat. Maudzim, what would you have thought? Minlach Ali Savra Kamashwan. You would have thought that since it is brand new, you might have thought designated for a different purpose. Kamash Malan, that we learned that we're not worried you're going to designate it for a different purpose, then it's not considered to be Mukhsa. Bishama Lechaishilim Luchi. Bishama, really not worried about people who changed their mind about Sanya, didn't they? When we say Raisa Bishama, Remain Malichin Tavach. You don't bring a knife in front of a behemoth, and you don't bring a behemoth, a beast, in front of a knife. The shechter of Yisroel, so you can bring them to each other, meaning even the Muktzah, you can move them around in Yom Tov. You shouldn't bring... spices to the grinder. You shouldn't bring a grinder to the spices unless they're in the same place, in which case you can do it. And we still rim the zessels, and we still say you can't move around. Hachi hashta vishla behima asil lichi down on nishndak. Hey behima kusha. We see the behima chrisi deshmeina mina. So this is the Gemara. When it comes to a behima beast that you're going to shech for purpose of food, it makes sense that you'll change your mind. Because what you're going to do, you're going to bring it in front of the slaughterer who has a knife, and you're going to, and then suddenly you're going to say, no, this behemoth, this beast isn't so fat. The meat isn't of such high quality, and therefore I'm going to bring a different animal, and it would have turned out that you moved around an animal, which is mukta for no purpose. Kadra nami asem luchate amrar nishbachai kadra de vayatavlin amaisin acharina de loy vayatavlin. Kdeira says a pot, you can also change your mind because you say, I'm gonna leave behind this pot, which requires spices added to it, and I'm gonna bring up one which does not require spices added to it. Hachanami gidamimra mimlachale savar kivad shachta lisvira kaima. Mora says you might have thought that maybe you won't break this thing which is used for shechting, and therefore you won't, you will have been metalta muksa for no reason. Since you did the shechita, we assume you're going to complete the process, and therefore we're not worried that you are going to change your mind and you would have moved around muksa for no reason. Now we're going to talk about the leather. Right, says that they agree, Beis Hillel agree that you can Yeah, meat on this leather to salt it for the purpose of roasting the meat. Aaron Baya Baya said, Lishan well, it's lit, yabba, lick dearly. So it only applies for the purpose of roasting the meat, but not for cooking in the pot. Pshita! That's obvious. Let's Nisan, the Mishnah, the Brisa said that they did it for the purpose of roasting. Even for the purpose of roasting, which is a little bit like cooking, it's forbidden, basically roasting in a sauce. You can only roast it totally, it's only for the purpose of salting it while roasting it totally plain, that it's permitted to lay it out on this leather. Why? Because when you salt meat for the purpose of roasting, you don't salt it so much. You only apply a little bit of salt on it. When you salt it for the purpose of cooking in a pot, then you really apply a lot of salt. Since you're applying a lot of salt to meat, what's going to happen? That salt is actually going to get on the leather and it's going to cure the leather, which is this d'oraisa. Therefore, we don't allow you to do that. Right? We don't allow you to do that. You can only put a little bit of salt, which isn't enough to cure the leather. Okay. Tanu Rabban Lamrana said, "Ein molchin es achalavim, ein mehapchin bahem." You don't salt the fats on Yom Tov, ve'ein mehapchin bahem. You don't move them around on Yom Tov. They're mutzer. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Amron, name of Rabbi Yeshua, they said, "Sholchin beruach al gabe yetseidos." By the way, why would you want to salt fats? Because if you don't salt them, they start to smell bad. They go bad and they start to smell bad. So Gemara says, "Name Rabbi Yeshua." What you can do is you can lay out this leather on pegs, basically in the wind, and then it'll dry out. And that part that is already permitted, even though it's part of the standing press is permitted. Amar Rav Masna, lach Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is that way. Some people say that Rama said the halacha is not that way, and that's why we're passing. Bishlam and Amar Halach L'Rabbi Yeshua is the Rich Salkadai Tachamina Yachid Rab Melach Karab Melashlan. Why do if you think he said the halacha is really like Rabbi Yeshua? Why didn't he say this? Because Rabbi Yeshua sounds like Rabbi Yeshua is disagreeing with someone. Since Rabbi Yeshua is disagreeing with the majority opinion, you need to really say halacha is like him, because normally it wouldn't be. Normally the halacha is really like the Rabbi. The Rabbah's already opinion, L.A. Laman Damarain, Lachapshita, however you say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua, that's obvious. You would have assumed, in normal course of events, the halacha is like the majority opinion, unless you know otherwise. Yachiv Rabbah halach Rabbim, why? Because in a general case, the halacha is going to be like the majority opinion, not like the minority opinion. Mal Tzim, what do you thought? Mr. Abra Taimi, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Ilo Sharis, Lei, Mimna Lei, Shachit Kamashlan. What would you have thought? Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning makes a lot of sense. If you don't allow him to lay out the leather in the wind to dry, then people won't shech animals because the leather will end up smelling very bad, right? And then they won't have meat on Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, that no, we're not concerned that people will not actually end up shechting and will not end up eating meat. Maishna me'or lifnei adoras. And why is this distinct from just laying out the leather on the floor to trample it, which the Mishnah said is a problem according to Beis Shammai? Says there, the reason why Beis Hillel allowed is because you really can lie down on it. When it comes to the leather on the pegs, you can't lie down on it, it doesn't support weight. The only reason why you do that is as part of the tanning process, so it's going to be asur midarabanan hacha, see the memory, people come say, my time, mashar lirabanan. So, somebody will come along and say, why did Chazal allow me to lay it out like this on pegs so it'll dry out? Because that prevents it from stinking. So in that case, I can do other things which stop the leather from starting to stink, like salting it, which is really forbidden. Therefore, we forbid anything which is where the sole purpose of that action is to prevent the leather from stinking. Okay. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we continue. Please, God, tomorrow.